Hi everyone, welcome to Lola's Frugal Life. This is episode number 304, and this is my weekly meal planning episode. So please stick around for a few quick words from our sponsor and we'll get right into the show. Hi everyone, welcome back to my weekly meal plan. In this episode each week, I share with you what's on my meal plan for my family for the upcoming week. I just planned for dinners. I do have a blog post that goes along with each of these weekly meal plans on my website where you can find any recipes that I might mention during the podcast. I do rotate my meals on a regular basis, so you're not always going to find a whole lot of new recipes here, but the idea is to have something on my meal plan for the week so that I am not trying to figure out what to make at any given night. So I do throw in some new recipes once in a while, but I do follow a general meal rotation for most days of the week. So the meal plan starts on Saturday, May 21st. This week's meal plan starts on Saturday, May 21st. So I'm going to be making Anna's amazing Easy Pleasy meatballs over buttered noodles. And this is from allrecipes.com. So this is like a really simple crock pot meatball, like Swedish meatball type recipe. And basically it's just made with frozen meatballs. And then it's like cream of celery soup, cream of French onion soup. Condensed French onion soup, cream of celery soup, sour cream, and I think there might be butter in there. I'm not sure. I forget. Anyway, you just cook that in the crock pot all day, and then you just make buttered noodles, and you serve it over that. And that is what we are doing for Saturday. Sunday, I'm going to be doing baked chicken nuggets, which is also from allrecipes.com. This is just a really quick, easy way to make chicken nuggets in the oven. You basically just cut up the chicken breast in little pieces and you coat it in melted butter and then just dip it in breadcrumbs and then bake it. And it's so super quick and easy, and they come out really good for, you know, just baked chicken nuggets. And then for a side dish, I'm going to be doing peas and pasta, which is from weelicious.com, weelicious.com. And this is just a really simple pasta side dish with peas. You basically just cook the pasta and then you add the peas to the boiling water, like once the pasta is almost cooked. And then you just season it with some Parmesan cheese, olive oil, salt, that type of thing, and then you just serve it. So that's going to be a nice, quick, easy meal. Monday, we're doing hamburgers. We do hamburgers every other Monday. I don't have a recipe for the hamburgers. I just take ground beef and make it into patties and then just cook them either in a frying pan or on the grill in the summer. I'm also going to be doing best ever turkey burger from delish.com because my one daughter doesn't eat the ground beef. I do have to mention, though, if you do make that turkey burger recipe, I found that if I didn't add breadcrumbs to it, it was just way too, like, goopy, like too soft to actually cook the turkey burger. So I wound up adding some breadcrumbs to this recipe just to kind of make the burger kind of stay together a little bit better. And then I'll also be doing oven fresh seasoned potato wedges, which is from allrecipes.com. It's just like you basically just take potatoes and cut them into wedges and you shake them in a Ziploc bag with some olive oil, Parmesan cheese, and some seasonings and bake them in the oven. They do bake a while in the oven, though, so depending on the weather, sometimes I'll just have that on my meal plan, but then instead of making them, I'll just kind of cut up some potatoes and cook them in the air fryer instead if I don't want to heat up the house. And then I'm going to do a can of vegetarian pork and beans on the side. For Tuesday, we always rotate some type of Mexican-themed meal. This week, we're doing chicken chimichangas, which is also from allrecipes.com. This is just I use this as a basis to make the chicken chimichangas, but I don't actually make the sour cream sauce. I just serve it with sour cream. And when I cook the chicken to make the chimichangas, rather than boiling it in water, like it says, I do it in the Instant Pot, and it's so much easier. If you just look up how to cook chicken breast in the Instant Pot, you'll find it. And it's just much quicker and easier, and I don't have to sit there like figuring out if the chicken's done yet. It just works really well. And then I'm just going to be doing a bagged salad on the side with that, just, you know, like the kind you get at the food store that has like the dressing and the toppings and stuff in it already. For Wednesday, we do usually seafood. So this Wednesday is flounder, fried flounder. I just buy the frozen flounder fillets and I'll just defrost them, dip them in egg and then breadcrumb and fry them up. And then for a side, I'm going to be doing broccoli pasta side dish, which is from tasteofhome.com. And this is just like a, you use, I think spaghetti or, yeah, you use spaghetti or linguine pasta and you cook up some broccoli and you season it all with like olive oil and garlic and butter and salt and pepper, and you mix it all together, and it's basically just like pasta and broccoli, just like it's called, broccoli pasta side dish. Thursdays, I usually do soup and grilled cheese or breakfast for dinner because that is when I go grocery shopping. So I try to keep the cooking time, less than on other nights. So for Thursday, I'm going to be doing crock pot potato soup. This one, I don't have a link for the recipe, but I'll post on the blog post the ingredients. But basically, you just take a 32-ounce bag of hash brown potatoes, or I forget what they call them sometimes. O'Brien potatoes, O'Brien. It's like the diced up potatoes, peppers, and onions. And you just dump that in the crock pot with vegetable broth and cream of mushroom soup, and then you just let it cook all day. And then the recipe actually calls for putting cubed cream cheese in at the end, but I don't actually do that. But that would make it a little bit creamier if you want. And then you could just top it with cheddar cheese and serve it with grilled cheese sandwiches. And it's so super easy and it comes out really delicious. It's like a nice, quick, easy soup meal. The last recipe for this week's meal plan is pulled chicken. So I don't have a recipe for this one either. Basically, what I'm going to do is just put boneless chicken thighs in the crock pot and use one of those like pulled pork sauces and just let it cook and then kind of shred the chicken apart and then just serve it with like rolls to make little sandwiches. And then for a side dish, I'm going to make Capri salad, which is from allrecipes.com. And this is just your typical, it's got fresh mozzarella and cherry tomatoes and basil and olive oil and salt and pepper. And you mix it all together and serve that as a salad. So that is it for this week's meal plan. I hope this was helpful in maybe motivating you to get your meal plan together or just kind of giving you some ideas for some things you might want to make. Don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. And you can find a blog post, like I said, for each of these meal plans and for my other weekly topic episodes on my website at lolasfrugallife.com. We have a private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would really love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I could see that you're listening. Also, if you could please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, that would be really helpful to me. That's what helps the show come up more favorably in search results when people are looking for something like this to listen to. Also, if you're interested, there is a link to financially support the podcast in the episode details. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a really awesome day. Today's episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. If there is something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals, BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. There is a broad range of expertise available, which may not be available to you locally. The service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses, plus you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit betterhelp.com/Lola, that's better, H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Lola's Frugal Life listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/Lola.